This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. We begin today with the government's case against alleged South Boston mobster James Whitey Bulger. Or maybe we should call it James Whitey Bulger's case against the government. This week, lawyers for Bulger say they're dropping their efforts to have the case dismissed and will take their chances with a jury at trial.
Furthermore, they say Bulger will take the stand in his own defense and will testify that members of the Justice Department offered him immunity from prosecution, and so he can't be convicted for any of the 19 murders he's accused of committing. Joining us now to talk about this latest and fascinating development is WBUR senior reporter David Boeri. Hey, David.
Hi, Anthony.
So bring us up to date. This all happened at the end of the day yesterday. What exactly happened in the courtroom?
This is part of a sort of a bigger offensive by J.W. Carney, the defense attorney. He had already asserted the claim that Bulger had gotten immunity from the Justice Department for crimes committed while he was an FBI informant. Well, the judge, Judge Stearns, had said, fine, we will have a motion. I want it on the 10th. We're going to have a hearing on the 28th of August. Let's go with it. So suddenly, yesterday, Carney was making the claim again, but now he was blowing off the hearing that's scheduled for the end of August and saying, we're going to the jury directly when it comes to the trial.
So I'm really intrigued about this whole immunity argument because we've heard it before. We heard it from Stephen Flemmy, who was a Bulger associate who tried to claim that he was given immunity. What's different in the Bulger
case?
That's
right. You know, back in 96, Flemmy made this outlandish claim that failed spectacularly because he acknowledged that he was an FBI informant. That told all his co-defendants that he was a snitch. They turned against him. But what he said was he had been promised, he and Bulger had been promised that they could do anything short of murder. Anything short of murder. Now, he lost on that. Here comes Bulger, and he's saying, I had immunity to commit any crimes. Hmm. Any crimes. And that includes murders, and he's charged with 19.
So how's Bulger hoping to succeed where Flemmy failed? He's just saying that I was given a promise, that the kind of promise that Flemmy was never given?
What Carney said specifically yesterday, it is not coming from the, he is not saying he got it from the FBI. He's saying he got it from the Department of Justice.
So one this, level up the
one
federal
level
food
up,
chain. As
that's
it were.
Right. Yeah. He got it from the Department of Justice. This is a claim that Flemmy never made, that it came from the Department of Justice. And so now you have the claim, this is what it is. Now, by the way, there have been rumors since the 1990s, the 1994, that Bulger had tapes of Justice Department and FBI people, secret tapes that he was holding. It's complete rumor. We don't know if there's a scintilla of truth to it. It's still out there, and now it's flashing again.
But, David, is there any precedent? And if there is, what body of law? I mean, I'm still trying to get my head around this idea that Bulger and his attorney Carney could claim that they were given immunity even to commit murder?
Well, you know, here's the question that arises here in this case is, does the defendant have the right to depend on an outrageous promise if the outrageous promise is made by a person with authority within the Department of Justice? That is one of the questions that's down line if we're coming to that. But the way to proceed, the way this would proceed, and it did with Judge Wolf, who looked in on the Flemmy matter, first you have the hearing to determine or not whether or not a promise was made. Secondly, whether a promise was made by someone with authorization to make that promise. And third, was in fact the promise delivered, and was it acted on? Mm-hmm. And so there, and so you make the decision. Flemmy lost on this. We have a hearing here. This is what will be the subject of that hearing.
Fascinating. Well, another fascinating piece of this, and complicated piece, I've got to say, is this whole request by Bulger's attorney that Judge Richard Stern recuse himself from this case. And this is because Richard Stern was a member of the Department of Justice back in the day when Bulger was supposedly granted immunity, right?
That's right.
This is a very complicated matter for the judge.
It is and it isn't. I mean, there are two tests for recusal for a judge. Are you biased, and could a reasonable person conclude that there might, not would be, but that the judge might be partial in this case. Now, that's a fairly low standard because the Supreme Court has said that the reasonable person is a is the public or a skeptic. Think about what's happened over the course of over 25 years in this jurisdiction, and you have lots and lots of reason for doubts and suspicion, especially when you know there's been corruption within the FBI and involving the Department of Justice. So you have all these questions for Stearns. Carney wanted Stearns to recuse himself. Stearns has denied the motion. However, as we are going to report this week, there are still more questions about Stearns, his history, his relationships, including the relationship with the director of the FBI, that do raise this question. No judge is compelled to sit on a case. Rather, the judge is generally, it's expected the judge will act on them by themselves to step down where they think that a reasonable person, defined by the Supreme Court as a skeptic or the public, might consider that they would be partial.
Well, it's a fascinating story. We look forward to more of your excellent reporting later this week on this story. WBUR senior reporter David Boeri, thanks so much.
You're welcome.